Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live, a show where we talk about, well, whatever you want to talk about. And if you don't want to talk about anything, we'll talk about something we want to talk about. Tonight in the studio, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have been talking a bit about, well, a lot of things, about your mobile device, about how apps advertise to you, about how if you cascade something like Facebook onto an app by signing in using your Facebook, about what that may do and may cause. We've been talking about data that you give up when you do accept terms and conditions for some of these apps. And we were talking specifically about an example of Target, for example.
Target, the retailer?
The retailer, yes. Target, the French store, as I like to call it.
Yeah, it sounds so much classier when you say Target.
That's yes, I'm going to go to Target. I have to pick up a new dish drainer. Target's app encourages users to provide personal information about themselves, make shopping lists, scan item barcodes to see if there's any deals available, and redeem those deals by scanning the app's barcode at the register. Macy's app lets you upload a photo of your face to, quote, try on, unquote, beauty products. H&M's app, I don't know who H&M is.
Neither.
H&M.
Must not be from around here.
Yeah, it lets you upload photos of clothing you like and then matches them with similar H&M offerings. So all targeted advertising stuff, right? But these apps may also be tracking you in less obvious ways, as the New York Times noted last June. Many retailers deploy Bluetooth beacons throughout stores. So if you have the store's app installed on your device, the beacons send it signals. The app then knows where you are in the store and sends you information like coupons or maps specific to that location. But this also means the app can track your movements as you pass by the beacons. Depending on where and how the beacons are placed, your location can be measured in inches. Some device manufacturers have wised up to this practice. For instance, the iPhone's newest operating system requires apps to get your permission to use Bluetooth. So,
but most people will grant it anyway.
Most people won't know what it's asking. Accept or deny, and most people are just clicking accept.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is we've passed the point where people can afford to be ignorant of these things.
Yeah, I agree.
Because these things matter. And people, you know, people are going to need to learn how their devices operate, and I predict.
Why would they need to do that?
It's the only way to control your own destiny, basically.
They want a thing from the device. The device gives them that thing. In the case of a store, it's the convenient map of whatever it is they're looking to buy.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't object to being given a coupon for a thing that, you know, they are interested in. Mm-hmm. I don't think that people are going to consider this a problem. I'm not saying that
people will, except that I think that eventually the needs of survival will mean that coding is taught in grade school, at least up to a certain level.
You think so?
I think so.
I mean, I don't know if that's true. Because
I still don't really know how television, like, I mean, I kind of know how it works, but, like, not really. I couldn't, like, pull a television apart and build one. You know what I mean? I couldn't give a class on how to build a television, but I know what it does.
I mean, look, if you look at young people, for instance, they're being brought up with devices, right? Mm-hmm. Like kids today, and I mean small children are being given tablets. They're playing games on tablets when they're, you know, very, very small. Mm-hmm. But when you talk to people who are the Zennials, right, the newer generation, when they get into their teenage years and you ask them questions about, like, well, do you know what your IP address is? Or, like, you can ask them, like, a more technical, kind of basic technical question. Or, like, do you know where you would go on your phone to find that information? They have no idea.
Right. Yeah.
They know how to get on Facebook. They know how to get on the, you know, the instant messaging app and how to send messages. And they're very proficient at those things. So it's not that they couldn't learn these things. It's not that they couldn't learn to code. They certainly could. But they don't need to know those things. It's not the goal of what they're, you know, it's not what they're trying to accomplish by using these devices. They're almost completely ignorant on how things like, you know, the internet works and the devices that they're so familiar with actually function. You know, they know what Bluetooth is, but they don't really know the back end and any kind of technical details of these things. I don't think there's a demand to teach everybody coding because they don't need to know it.
Well, and the article points out that not only do you get the free Wi-Fi or the convenience of the mobile app, but you also get coupons or notifications about sales on the products you're more likely to want. So maybe now you can afford those shoes after all, right, if shoes are what you're after.
And I think a lot of people also understand that they've given up privacy, you know, and they don't care. It's over. You know, once you've given up your privacy, well, go ahead and take it all on because, you know, take on all of the invasive websites and all of the invasive apps. What's it matter anymore? Everybody's selling your data, so why not let them all have it?
Yeah.
I'm not advocating that, but that is an attitude.
And that's more or less what I enunciated with regards to Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
That basically, I just don't put anything on Facebook that I wouldn't publish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have private conversations on Facebook Messenger.
Some people do.
I try to keep it off my phone.
I think it's private, but it's not.
Oh, yeah, that's stupid.
Oh, I've got a related story about that, too, since you brought up Facebook Messenger. If we get a chance, the founder of Telegram is on the attack against WhatsApp, which is Facebook's other messaging app. He's saying, be careful. Don't use it because you can't trust these people. He's
not wrong.
He's making the case, and he will make the case if we get to the story, that they are lying to you and that there are back doors put in there by governments.
Prep that article. We'll get to it. So this article continues. Passive tracking, whether you like it or not. So if you don't want businesses to get to know you, you can just not sign up for their free Wi-Fi and not download their mobile apps, right? Wrong. Retailers also use Wi-Fi and Bluetooth sensors to track your mobile device and therefore whoever is in possession of it, you, without you ever having signed in or asking your permission to do so. This is called passive tracking.
Sure.
Your device constantly sends out signals, beacon, to detect Wi-Fi and Bluetooth connections around it. This is a good thing when you're trying to connect to your wireless headphones or your home router, but stores can install sensors that detect those signals and provide some basic information back to the store about your device.
Right. Your phone is constantly saying, here I am, here I am, here I am, to the cell phone towers or
here's your magic bullet, Ian. Anything that connects to the internet has a media access control address that's known as a MAC address.
That's what that stands for.
Media access control address. So every device has a unique number called a MAC address, which is essentially a serial number unique to the device that can't be changed. Mind you,
but it can.
Not true.
You can change your MAC address on some devices.
It's different than a serial number. So, you know, a device may have a serial number stamped on it, but the MAC address is a different number.
The MAC address is usually associated to the network card within that device. So, for instance, if you have a computer that has a Wi-Fi and a hardline network, you have two MAC addresses on that computer, depending on which one you're using.
Right. Your cell phone has one.
There exist devices out there, I don't know how prevalent they are, where you can set the MAC address by software.
Linux allows you to do that fairly easily in certain installs.
But again, the common person, not only do they not know about MAC addresses, they're certainly not going to change their MAC address on their device when they go shopping.
I've done this on airplanes, where airlines will say, oh, you want an internet service? Okay, you only get it for one device. You got to pay $9.99 or whatever.
Get a free half hour and then you got to pay whatever.
I've never seen that, but I paid the $9.99 for my phone, and then I take, because I can't change my Mac ID on my phone very easily. At least I don't know what software I would need for that. But on my Linux, I can pretty easily go and change the Mac ID, and so I take my phone.
So you can do that with your computer's Wi-Fi card?
With Linux, yeah.
Nice.
I forget if it's, I don't know which you know, variants of Linux support this, yeah. But...
Well, the big question would be, does the card allow it? Some cards
know.
Do and some cards
don't.
Oh, I
see. Yeah, I don't know.
Think.
How do stores use the MAC address of your phone to track you passively? We'll talk about that and more coming up. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
He said, come on, so come on and call in. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. We are here with you live, as we are seven nights a week. Tonight, it's the kick-ass edition of Free Talk Live, and I'm in the driver's seat today, and I am the Reverend Captain Kick-Ass, and I'm joined here by my friends.
I'm Ian.
And nobody.
Sorry if I, you know, I mean, I don't, maybe you guys don't consider me your friend, but I don't want to put words in your mouth, but, you know, for the listener's sake, we're all friends. We've been talking about devices and apps and tracking and what happens when you sign into an app in a store using Facebook. What happens when you don't even do anything and you go into a store, and how a store can passively track what you're doing and how they can use that information.
Unless you're doing what nobody suggests and leave the phone in the car, then they're just going to wonder why you're always sitting in the car in their parking lot. You never come in.
That guy goes to Target.
What can we do to get him in the door?
That guy goes to Target every Wednesday.
They can probably put two and two together and know that I'm doing that.
Maybe.
They observe a lot of people, and some of those people must leave their phone in the car. So they know what that looks like.
Yeah.
But that's he leaves his phone in the car is a lot less informative than he went here and here and here and here and there, and then he bought
one
of those
in the car. So anything, the linchpin, of course, is the Media Access Control Address, or MAC address.
The other thing they're linking this to, not to interrupt, is if you've got a loyalty card at the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
Or wherever you go, you buy something, you know, they know what you bought, but they also know where you are at that moment.
Pro tip to those of you who, you know, either don't use loyalty cards, don't want to, or maybe you just forgot yours. Most of the stores, and in fact, I believe the three grocery stores that I go to here, they all have one that you can borrow.
So
what I do, I go shopping, they're like, hey, do you have a loyalty card or an Advantage card or whatever they call these things? Mm-hmm. And I go, no, can I borrow yours? And they're like, oh, of course you can.
Yeah, she offered then, today. You know, I was actually at the store right before coming here, and I started digging around through. She's like, oh, I've got mine if you don't want to dig. And I'm like, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Yeah, please, use yours.
And
absolutely.
You can always sign up with fake information for those things, too. Do I really care? It's one of those things, like, do I really care if Price Chopper knows that I like to buy frozen blueberries?
Interesting thing is, you do care when it comes to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's another one of those associated databases that I was talking to. That's how they find out what phone you're carrying, for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this loyalty card made a purchase. Okay, great. What phones were in the store?
Now
do a join on all the phones, all the purchases he made, and all the phones that were in the store at the time.
Yep.
There will be one or maybe two, if he's always got his girlfriend with him, mm-hmm. that show up every single time he makes a purchase.
Sure, absolutely. And so, of course, you know, there are implications here that will interfere with your sense of liberty. And before we talk about that a little bit more, I want to tell you about LibertyCon. Here's a Liberty update from LibertyCon. Don't miss these two very special debates. The first is government necessary? This debate will feature David Friedman, Milton's son, and Timothy Sandifer. David will be arguing that government isn't necessary, while Timothy will be arguing that government is necessary. That sounds exhilarating to me. I'd love to hear that debate. Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's, will debate Stephen Pearlstein of The Washington Post. Epstein will argue against intervention, and Pearlstein will argue in favor of it. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO, will speak on conscious capitalism. Be part of LibertyCon. LibertyCon is a unique liberty convention April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations for career advancement, business, or internship opportunities. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on our incredible list of speakers, events, and even student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, for a $10 discount. So, we were talking about...
I've never understood why people would want an incredible list. I want a list I can believe. list. Give me a credible list.
Incredible. So we were talking about the MAC address, which is essentially a serial number unique to a device. Store sensors, depending on where they are, can pick up your MAC address and use that to track your device's location and movements, even if you're not logged into your phone or actively using it. Because MAC address is connected to your device but not directly to you, it's considered, quote, non-personally identifiable information. That said,
until you log in somewhere, and then they can match.
Well, the MAC address itself.
All they need is one nexus to do the join.
This is, right. Yeah. It's device identifiable information. It's not personally identifiable.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
Until you log in from that device, and then they know that's your MAC address.
Even if you're not logged in, like he's saying, if you use your loyalty card, and
the Bluetooth sensor
can triangulate within inches which counters you're at, boom. They have the information that it's essentially you or whatever name you used to sign up for the loyalty rewards card, Bob Bitchin, because that's the name I used to sign up for my last loyalty card.
Or it could be, you know, your mom or whatever, if you're a kid and you're there with her. Or
your mom.
Whatever.
I love your mom jokes. Anyway, because the MAC address is connected to the device but not directly to you, it's non-personally identifiable information. And that said, it's possible to match a device's MAC address with its owner's identity by cross-matching it with the information from other sources like data brokers. This information is a lot more personal than it might seem at first glance. It's kind of like saying that your driver's license number isn't necessarily personal information because it doesn't refer to you by name. Askan Soltani, a former Federal Trade Commission chief technologist who also worked on California's upcoming Consumer Privacy Act, told Recode, it's robust enough to actually identify you. Most likely the business isn't doing this to spy on you, the individual. Passive tracking is about getting aggregate data, like which areas of the store are more popular than others, the busiest time of day in the location, or even how many people pass by the store without stepping inside. Yes, you don't even have to be a customer for a store to track you. You just have to be in range of one of its sensors.
There's a cool idea that I think it was actually TJ the Spy, former co-host of ours, came up with, to use this kind of passive data tracking on the police, because each police cruiser has this information that they're broadcasting out, because they've got their data terminals that are in there. And, of course, each cop has a cell phone issued by the department, likely. So the
inside of a cop car looks like Darth Vader's toilet.
The idea would be to set up transmitter receivers around a city, in different places, and start collecting information on specifically the police.
Track the police.
And that way you would be able to start to know where they are at any given time. You could create like a map of where the police cruisers are at any given moment based on their data that they're giving away.
Crowdsource will bell the cat.
Crowdsource police mapping here on Free Talk Live. Tell us what you think about crowdsource police mapping, or if you know how to do it, tell us how to do that, too, because we
need more people up here before that's possible.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can see us at freetalklive.com or join us on Discord at discord.lrn.fm.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two people were killed and another injured in a shooting at a residence hall at Texas A&M University. Students and staff members on campus were asked to shelter in place as a precautionary measure as university police investigate the shooting at Pride Rock Residence Hall. Campus police say they found three victims who suffered gunshot wounds, two of which were confirmed dead. The third victim's condition is unclear. Rush Limbaugh, one of the most prominent radio hosts politically in the United States, said he's beginning treatment for lung cancer. Limbaugh told his radio audience that he was diagnosed with an advanced stage of the disease. He said the diagnosis was confirmed on January 20th. Limbaugh has been hosting the Rush Limbaugh Show nationally in syndication for 31 years. He's a Republican Party icon and a close ally of President Trump's. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's Free Talk Live. Coming at you live 7 days a week. From 7 until 10 p.m. Eastern. Basically, if it's a day, there's going to be a Free Talk Live show. If it's a day that ends in Y, you can be sure that we're broadcasting. And our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's me, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we're here to talk about all sorts of things, but one of the things I like to talk about is Liberty.menu. For years, libertarians of all stripes have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping build one, Liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for your community, and at its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network aspect to it so you can connect and share with others. Use Liberty.menu. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's Liberty.menu.
Indeed. I like liberty.menu. It's got the ForkFest listed on there. So if you're planning on attending ForkFest this summer, you can go and actually RSVP on the liberty.menu site. Let people know.
I'm going to do that right now.
Church of the Invisible Hands.
You're going to host a radio show right now.
That's true.
It's hard to do web things and host a radio show.
It sure is. Especially when you have this keyboard. And, you know, I'll describe it for the listening audience. It's weird because it's got multiple LED colors underneath the buttons that are, I mean, it's a very, very attractive keyboard, but, you know, it's like, oh, wow, man, look at this super high-tech keyboard. And then you forget about, like, what you were trying to type.
It's just some LED lights.
I'll get used to the fancy keyboard. It's okay. It's, you know.
It's actually not that great because it doesn't actually have printing on the letters. It's just kind of pass through for the light, and the lights aren't very bright, so it's actually really hard to see what the keys are. But
it is a little difficult. Like it would almost be better if the letters also lit up.
Yeah.
Right. Well, but anyway.
Yeah.
We were talking about all sorts of things: your phone tracking you, what stores do you, how they track you, and I just wanted to sort of, you know, close off this article by saying, if you knew someone following you around each store that you go to. Just a random person following you around, recording what stores you go to, most people would be creeped out by that.
They would be.
But we have the digital version of that, and so I guess that doesn't creep people out.
Well, I mean, in this case, people have said, I'm okay with this. I mean, they do understand at some level that they're giving permission to these various different apps to track them, and they understand that there is a potential benefit to them from that, whether it be discounts or whatever it is that they get out of it. I don't know. I've never used any of these store apps before, so I can't tell you, like, wow, I got $5 off. I don't know what you get out of it.
Oh, it's a flash sale. What does that
mean? The other thing you have to think about is if you work for one of these companies that track this data and warehouse it, then you could have a side gig basically selling stalkers information about the people they were stalking. So
that doesn't sound like a good plan.
Have you guys ever watched that?
It's true, yeah. But yet it happens. I'm sure that private investigators, for example, have ins with some of these companies. And those ins will be fired if they get caught, but they'll make a lot more money a year if they don't get caught.
Well, a private investigator conjures up a different feeling than stalker does, you know?
But the thing is, some private investigators are stalkers, anything that's available to private investigators is available to the government and to stalkers.
And again, I just want to be clear. I don't have a problem with marketers marketing and people attempting to provide goods and services that are more tailored to me. I've got zero problem with that. But have you guys ever seen that show? It's an old show from like the early to mid-2000s called 24. With Kiefer Sutherland.
Heard about it.
Whatever. Anyway, he's this special government agent, and he has a special tech team of people. And they do all of the things that we've talked about, but only, you know, like as official government agencies. Yeah. And everything
that was basically the propaganda or organ to justify that stuff.
Everything that they did on that show is now not only possible to be done, but I am convinced that it is assuredly being done by the government entities using the technology that we've described previously through reading this article.
Yep.
That being said, you had something to pair with this, an article about WhatsApp?
Well, yeah, we were talking about Facebook and how their app is just awful. I got off their app years before I ended up quitting Facebook. And the reason I got rid of the app was because it had turned into this behemoth that it wasn't just a Facebook app anymore. Then they wanted you to install Facebook Messenger if you wanted to talk to people. Whereas you used to be able to do that within the Facebook app. Now it's like, oh, we got a whole other app.
Yeah.
And then there was also another app that they wanted you to install if you administrated Pages. So you had to have the Facebook Pages app on top of that as well.
And you'll be interested to know because I don't use the mobile app. I only use the web browser for Facebook.
Right. That's how
they blocked messaging.
on the web.
From the web browser.
Right, so you have to install their app.
Yeah, if you want to message at all.
Nasty.
So anybody out there that's ever tried to message me on Facebook, there's a reason I don't respond to you, and that's because Facebook doesn't allow it.
There are some neat alternatives for people who just can't leave Facebook, but you want to get out of their apps. Friendly is a good app that allows you, it's one app. You download this app, and it basically uses whatever API or interface that Facebook has to essentially do the things that Facebook's app would allow you to do, and all in one app. So you can do the messaging, you can do the Facebooking, and it's a free app. Now, you know, you can donate money to them or whatever, but
I know they also have, for the web browsers, they also have these containers now that you can get so that you can launch Facebook within a container, and it doesn't grab the cookies from every other site that you're visiting like it wants to do. I wish they would do that for the mobile platforms as well.
There's also the Friendly company or whoever they are. They make versions of their app for Twitter and for Instagram as well. So even though I have Instagram, I'm not on Facebook, but I do have an Instagram account. I don't use the Instagram app. I use the Friendly IG app. And
that's all great information.
They strip the ads out, too, by the way, so you don't see any of the advertising on Facebook or on Instagram if you use their app. So to me, like, I've actually given them a couple bucks because it's like, that's a much better user experience.
Yeah. So what's up with WhatsApp?
So WhatsApp is Facebook's other messaging app, right? So the WhatsApp is the one that Facebook claims it's end-to-end encrypted. And, you know, it's Facebook, right? So you should probably not trust what they're saying. And my viewpoint on this has been the same ever since I heard Facebook is end-to-end encrypted. I'm like, yeah, right. It may be encrypted, but I bet you they've got a key. So Pavel Durov is the founder of Telegram. And when I first heard about Telegram, it was probably several years ago from Brian Sovereign, who is a former co-host here on Free Talk Live.
Does he still do his podcast?
Sovereign Tech, yes, he does. In fact, Free Talk Live is a sponsor of Sovereign Tech's podcast, as a matter of fact. But he recommended Telegram to me because it was created by what he described as a Russian anarchist for the purpose of getting the anarchist's communications out of view of the Russian government. And to me, I was like, okay. That's worth trying. So I tried it out, and I loved it, and we've been using Telegram here ever since, and it's a great app. So this is what he has to say, why using WhatsApp is dangerous, from his blog at telegra.ph. A few months ago, I wrote about a WhatsApp backdoor that allowed hackers to access all data on any phone running WhatsApp. Facebook, its parent company, claimed at the time they had no proof the flaw had ever been used by attackers. Last week, it became clear this backdoor had been exploited to extract private communications and photos of Jeff Bezos, the richest person on the planet, who unfortunately relied on WhatsApp. Since the attack seemed to originate from a foreign government, it's likely that countless other business and government leaders have been targeted. He says, in my November post, I predicted that this would happen. The United Nations now recommends its officials remove WhatsApp from their devices, while people close to Donald Trump have also been advised to change their phones. And we'll tell you more about the likely backdoor in Facebook's WhatsApp.
Would you like your backdoor exploited? More coming up. 855 453.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those also owed back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, this is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the Monday edition, the Captain's edition, if you will. Captain's log, Gregorian date, February, what is it, the 3rd today? February 3rd, 2020. We're here talking about all sorts of things, and you can join us. Our number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's myself, the Captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And we have some folks on hold waiting to talk to us. Did we? Okay, all right. We're going to go with Ralph in Maine. You are on Free Talk Live. What's going on, Ralph?
Yeah. Well, trade war with China to coronavirus. Is this part of the trade war? I mean, what, the stock market in China dropped 8% as soon as they opened up? Stores like Levi's, the largest store they had in China, in Wuhan, closed. Apple closed all their stores. Pharmaceutical companies, financial companies, technology companies, they're all evacuating their workforce out. You know, I just wanted to say that, like, the Project for a New American Century, you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah,
I've heard of
it. The exact quote from that is, biological warfare that can't that target specific genotypes may transform biological warfare from the realm of terror into a politically useful tool.
That's, so you think this was an attack on China by some other government, the U.S.? Is that what you're saying?
Hey, they're saying that this virus was stolen. Didn't they arrest a Harvard professor who was researching that and some grad students?
I haven't
students
heard anything about that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it may well be that this guy sold it to the Chinese, but the Chinese, as I understand it, there are two biological weapons labs in the city where
correct
the outbreak yep is happening. So it seems to me just as plausible that it got loose from one of their labs. Because,
yeah,
we know how their government operates.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it more plausible that their own government would do this to their people simply to experiment or cause lockdowns and control? Who knows?
Well, that and imagine how much richer would be, China would be if it had the same amount of property and only half as many people.
And I mean, like, these laboratories are staffed with human beings, right? And I don't know about you, but I'm a human. I make mistakes all the frickin' time, right? People are like, oh, you seem like a smart dude, and I do dumb things all the time, right? It's not too far-fetched to think that somebody working in one of these labs, you know, like, oh, I don't know, picked their nose after touching a countertop inside of a sterile area or something along those lines.
So apparently there was a Harvard professor that has been arrested, according to Nature.com. Researchers have reacted with shock to the arrest of Charles Lieber, a prominent Harvard chemist and nanotechnology pioneer who's been charged with making false statements to the U.S. government about receiving research funding from China.
I heard about that yesterday.
He has been known for engineering new nanomaterials and developing their applications in medicine and biology, was arrested just a few days ago. 2 days later, he was released on a $1 million cash bail. The charges focus on his alleged involvement in China's Thousand Talents Plan, a prestigious program designed to recruit leading academics to the country. Documents outlining the charges allege Lieber received hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Wuhan University of Technology in China and agreed to lead a lab there.
So I want to make sure I heard what I think you just said. And that is, he was arrested for saying things.
Not saying, or not, yeah, I guess he did, he made
making
false statements.
Making false statements according to whom?
It's what they went after Martha Stewart for, remember? You'd lie to federal agents, you go to prison.
So, much
that's
for freedom of
speech.
That's why
you don't talk to the federal agents.
Right. They can lie to you. They can lie to you and tell you all kinds of things that are false, and they don't get in trouble for it. But if you lie,
well, they're the tyrant. You're the peasant.
Right.
Ralph, you had mentioned something about the virus being stolen. What do you know about that?
Yeah, didn't they intercept 21 vials of that virus at Logan Airport?
I don't believe so.
I haven't heard anything about that, and that would be huge news.
I would think so.
That's what I heard. I'll have to go look and see exactly where that came from, but that's the talk on the internet. So, but anyway, you know, wow, that meat market, that epicenter of that virus, is 20 miles from that class or level 4 military virus lab. Yeah,
yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
and
I
look
know
what that's doing to the Chinese economy. Yeah, that's one way of bringing jobs home, huh, guys?
Well, it's an interesting theory. I mean, I got to say, it's the first I've heard that you're suggesting that the coronavirus in China is an attack on the Chinese people by some outside source rather than the Chinese government. I've not heard that one yet. That's interesting.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ralph. Yeah. Good points. Good call.
All right.
Could be. And this, by the way, this person here, yeah, thank you for the call. This person who was arrested, this Harvard professor, I mean, they're not necessarily saying that he was involved in the coronavirus. He received money from the Chinese university and then, I guess, was not straightforward about that when questioned by government agents.
I did see some video of Wuhan that was purportedly taken by drones because, well, they're not letting anybody out in the streets at this point, of the empty streets of Wuhan. And
creepy, huh?
You know, if you've never seen a large city with empty streets, It's pretty creepy. Like,
I mean, they show it in movies, like disaster movies or whatever.
And if you thought that was creepy in the movie, just imagine like some, you know, 1080p or better quality, you know, footage from a drone around, you know, a large city in China. Is pretty creepy.
The anyway, go ahead with the next caller.
Yeah. And then this is JR, who appears to be in New Hampshire listening on LRN.FM. JR, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man, y'all want to talk about how I met Dave Mustang last week.
Hello, me. Can you turn him up?
Like, on Facebook and blocks me from calling in. Because that's the kind of man you are, Captain Asslicker.
Dropping. You got to drop that call.
We got to drop that.
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio. What he said. So next time you hit dump, drop first and then hit dump.
Yeah, I got it wrong. And I hit cough instead of dump at first, but then I corrected myself.
Yeah, you can't say that on the radio because it describes a sexual act and in great detail or very kind of prurient manner, and that's generally looked on pretty askance.
That's too bad.
Well, it is, because there is a First Amendment in this country, but for some reason, it's not... there shouldn't be an FCC licensing radio station.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I agree with you, but it
may be the case that even in the absence of an FCC, that many stations wouldn't want to allow that kind of content on their airwaves. Yeah. It may upset advertisers.
Sure, that's fine.
And it's up to them then on an individual basis to decide that, but for, you know, an overarching, all-powerful harbinger of death to have an agency that says, you can't say these seven words on the air. I'm sorry.
Well, I know what I was going to say. Did you guys see the pictures of, and I'm sure there's video, but of the Chinese flights coming out of that area? They're like spraying down people coming off the flights. Did you see that?
I didn't see that specific footage, but I heard and saw an article where they're basically doing the equivalent of spraying Lysol all over Wuhan. They had people in, you know, these big tanks spraying disinfectant everywhere.
Really? That sounds crazy.
See, I saw that, I wonder, they could be spraying disinfectant, or if it gets bad enough, they could use the same technique to sterilize the city without using a nuke.
Meaning sterilize to stop people from breeding, or sterilize...
To kill everybody in the city.
To kill people, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that theory's been around for a long time,
that's
right?
That's the last thing you do when the thing's out of hand.
If you had, like, a new plague or something going on, and you knew that it was contained to a certain geographic area, far be it for me to say a government would never drop a nuke on a large populace to stop something like
that. But there are easier ways to sterilize an area.
That is a fact.
It was pretty crazy, you know, seeing people just kind of getting off a plane and just being sprayed down with whatever the hell it was that they were doing. Like, the dudes in the hazmat suits, stand like three or four of them with some sort of product in a sprayer, just hosing people down with whatever it was as they get off the plane, and then locking them in quarantine.
And you know it ain't Miracle-Gro, right?
Whatever it is, I don't suspect it's good for you.
It's probably if you have some of this on the outside of your body and it isn't yet on the inside of your body, it's probably better for you than having that get inside.
Your thoughts coming up. Would you like government agents just spray you with disinfectant when you get off an airplane? Let us know your opinion. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you able to set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week? Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.